Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The State Gaming Commission today is expected to give its final approval for tomorrow's opening of the state's first casino, the Slot Parlor in the town of Plainville. The Plain Ridge Park Casino hosted an invitation-only test session yesterday, attended by the commission. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was also there.
The Slot Parlor has a total of 1,500 places to gamble, but its maximum capacity goes up to 5,000. There were about 2,500 people there at 2 o'clock yesterday as the Plain Ridge Park Casino hosted a pre-opening test run for locals, employees, families, and people who've already signed up for membership cards. Linda Burgess from Rochester, New Hampshire, was one of them.
We used to go to Foxwoods and Mohegan all the time because we were in Connecticut. And we loved it, but, you know, they started getting big and they started being the only game in town. You know, we just got where we didn't enjoy it as much. We like the smaller casinos.
The goal of this facility and the state's expanded gaming industry as a whole is to try and recapture some of that revenue that goes down to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, or Twin River and Newport Grand in Rhode Island. Scott McNeil from Natick visited Foxwoods recently. He says he likely won't be going back.
Too far of a drive. Quick 30 minutes, maybe a little more to here. It's like an hour 30 down there.
But for Bernie Melanson from Framingham, the decision to stop going to the Connecticut casinos isn't so easy.
No, not necessarily. Not yet. I get free offers from them, free rooms, stuff like that.
The major construction at Plain Ridge is done, but there are still some smaller issues. Workers are still doing some landscaping outside. The sign marking Plain Ridge's entrance still isn't finished. And there were also some technical difficulties yesterday with slot machines and a video craps game that saw the monitor go down. But Plain Ridge's head of marketing, Michelle Collins, says those issues are pretty run-of-the-mill.
That's the whole point of the Friends and Family Test Day, is so that we can actually see what happens before we go live on Wednesday. And it's just the usual stuff that has to do with, you know, clicking a button on a keyboard or swapping out the machines.
Also at the casino yesterday, members of the State Gaming Commission, whose approval is still required for Plain Ridge to open tomorrow. Commission Chairman Steve Crosby has previously said he's confident Plain Ridge will meet the commission's requirements, though he admits there's no mandate that Plain Ridge be licensed by tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.